Why is Instacart the holiday rescue app? Because you can get all your seasonal decor delivered instead of having to drive to 12 different stores. Candles and candy canes? Delivered. Wreaths and reindeer? Delivered. Lights from Lowe's? Delivered. And since I know you're going to ask, inflatable snowman? Delivered. So this season, stay in and get decked out. Download Instacart, the holiday rescue app, to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You've been waiting all year, and the moment is finally here. It's time to shop our biggest sale at Boll & Branch and start getting your best sleep in the softest sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Right now, you can get 25% off our best-selling organic cotton sheets. They feel breathable, luxuriously soft, and get even softer with every wash. So hurry to BollandBranch.com for 25% off everything. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're gearing up for the game coming up on Saturday between Ohio State and Michigan. I'll be in Ann Arbor. Get in there early Friday morning. Going to the game on Saturday. Can't wait for it. And now joining us is a former Michigan offensive lineman, a part of the team's radio broadcast now. And he is the host of Necessary Roughness with Lang and Jantz. You can hear him on The Ticket as well. He's all over the place with Stoney Mornings 97.1, The Ticket. That is John Jansen. John, appreciate the time. How are you?
Hey, good evening. It's great to hear from you, Zach.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on. So I don't want to bury the lead here. We'll get to that game coming up on Saturday. But how about Dan Campbell on your show the other day saying that turkey's basically trash and what he does on Thanksgiving is just eat a lot of ham?
I was shocked. And not only that, but he said he doesn't like a stuffing or dressing. I couldn't believe it. If there was anybody coaching in the game of football that I thought would be a turkey, mashed potatoes, dressing covered in gravy, would have been Dan Campbell. But, hey, to each their own. At least he went with another protein and went with some swine in the ham.
Well, he better not be a fraud after the Lions go to 9-2 and take care of business against the Packers. If he's eating a turkey leg on the field on Thursday, I would think very lowly of Dan Campbell after what he said.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, in the moment, if you're presented with that turkey leg, it's a tradition, it's a classic, and if they win, I mean, shoot, they haven't won since 2016. If he wants to take a turkey leg, if he wants to go vegan, I don't care. Just win the damn game.
But this is personal for me. So for years, I've kind of led this charge. I've been known as the radio guy that has said turkey's overrated, turkey's not good. My family, the main dish is lasagna on Thanksgiving. And I've had a lot of people reach out to me, say, what you talk about turkey, you're absolutely right. So I'm accepting of others that admit that turkey is not great. But for your Thanksgiving, John Jansen, what are some of your favorite food items? Are you a traditional person?
It's a good thing you told me after I was on the phone that you're not a turkey guy, or else I would have hung up.
Well, you would have been a dope. You would have been wrong. It wouldn't have been the first time, John.
Oh, my goodness. It seems very un-American that you wouldn't want to have turkey. I mean, obviously, we'll have turkey, and I'm a pretty basic dude. I've got turkey, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, stuffing, and then it's all obviously covered in as much gravy as my plate will hold.
Now, I find it funny you have a kid crying in the background the moment that you say that you're going to have turkey. The kid doesn't even like turkey in the background right now.
Oh, he's begging for it. That's what he wants. We're heading out to dinner right now, and he's jonesing for tomorrow's dinner already.
All right, let's get to the game, John Jansen. I won't keep you here forever because I know you got to get to dinner. Where is your confidence level in J.J. McCarthy entering the game on Saturday?
Oh, it's high. And I tell you what, I think J.J., it really comes down to the protection. If he can be protected by this Michigan offensive line, he's going to be able to surgically pick apart the Ohio State defense. But the problem hasn't been J.J. and his ability to throw. He's even really good at getting outside the pocket. It's been since the Purdue game. It was Purdue, it was Penn State, and then Maryland last week. We've struggled protecting J.J. At the end of the Penn State game, he took a hit, came up a little bit lame, and is going to be fine. I don't think there's anything going on with him anymore, but that's the main issue. You got to find a way to protect him. If you give him time, he'll be very accurate like he has been for the most part all season long.
When you look at Ohio State, outside of all right their response and the Ryan Day and the Harbaugh stuff, I'm just talking about the team. How do you view this Ohio State team this go around?
Well, in terms of their wide receivers, it's classic Ohio State, right? They've got the best receivers in the country. They've got who I think is the most outstanding player in college football in Marvin Harrison Jr. You got Julian Fleming, Amika Igbuka. I mean, you've got talent there. The difference this year is you've got a healthy running back in Travion Henderson. They are, if Ryan Day sticks with the game plan of being able to throw the ball, run the ball, and mix it up, they become very hard to defend. Offensive line-wise, I don't think they're as strong as they were the last couple of years. And Kyle McCord is definitely not Justin Fields, and he's not C.J. Stroud. So that's really where their weakness is. And that's why when you ask about J.J., he's got to be that guy that I described. If he is, Michigan will win this game because Kyle McCord – is just not that same type of quarterback that they've been used to having.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 no confidence, 10 all the confidence in the world, John Jansen, where's your confidence that Michigan wins this game?
Well, I'd be an 8. I got to be honest, I'm pretty confident, but you never go into this game overconfident. If anybody goes in saying they're a 10, you're in for a beating. This is going to be a physical matchup. And, whether or not you believe Ryan Day is right, that his team is tough, I've never been one that you got to proclaim it. You got to see it on the field. And this is going to be the most physical game these guys will play all season long. It's going to be the toughest game. It's going to come down to who wants it more, who's willing to win inside the trenches. If your offensive line, your defensive lines are going to be tough, they're going to be physical, that's what's going to give you the edge in this game.
And I really do think as well, like the last few years, we've seen the way that Michigan has just dominated in the trenches. And last year, Michigan with McCarthy was able to make the big play. This Ohio defense is better than the ones the last 2 years. I think it comes down to, can Michigan go create a big play? And that's ultimately what I think will determine this game, John.
Yeah, and it really comes down to being able to block JT off the edge and Jack Sawyer off the other edge. If you can find a way, whether it's tight end, it's running back chip, it's motion, it's personnel, whatever you can do to slow them down, that's going to give you a good opportunity because they're good defensively. They're better in the secondary than they have been, and it is. It's a much better defense, and they're playing at a higher level. They're playing, connected. The rush with the secondary, I mean, they're playing really good football, so it's going to be a lot of fun, I can tell you that. And did I hear you're going to be in town?
Yeah, I'm going to be in town. I get in Friday morning, and I'll be there Saturday for the game, obviously.
All right. Hey, we will be pulling in at 5:30 a.m. I expect you at our tailgate by 6 o'clock when the lot opens up.
Send me the details. I never pass up free booze and free food as well. I will definitely hit you up on those details. Before I let you run, just two more with John Jansen. Obviously, the Stallion stuff, the sign-stealing scandal has been a part of this. What do you say to Ohio State fan that just says, John, the only reason Michigan beat Ohio State the last 2 years was because you had our signs?
Well, then you're not listening to Ryan Day because he said early on that they knew last year that Michigan had their signs. They changed things up. They went with the huddle. They did different things last year. So if you don't believe Ryan Day, then I'm not sure what you're talking about, what you're thinking about. They already made their adjustments, and last year Michigan was able to beat them at their own game.
And then finally, before we let you run, you're doing Morton Drive in Detroit. The Lions, right, they've been – I know this game is the story, but the Lions have really been the story this year that everyone could get behind, and they haven't won a division title since 93, haven't won a playoff game since 1991. They're 8-2. They'll be 9-2 after tomorrow after taking care of Green Bay. How far do you think the Lions can really take this thing this year?
I would love to say that they're a Super Bowl contender, and certainly that's in the cards. It's a low percentage, and you got to be dealt the right hand, but I think they definitely have the potential to get to an NFC championship game. Home field advantage for the Lions, and if they win their division – and you nailed it. Like, they've got one playoff win in the last 60-plus years. They've They've got to host a playoff game. They need to be able to have that advantage at home because it's such a young team. Jared Goff, and we saw it on display last week. Like, you know, he didn't play great at the beginning of that game, but he's got that veteran presence that can bring you back. But there's so many young guys that have never – they don't understand what the tempo of playoffs is like, what the excitement, what the energy is like. So if they could have one, two – I mean, shoot – with only two losses right now, I mean, the Eagles look great, but they're still in the running for home field advantage throughout.
John, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Enjoy dinner. Thanks for doing this. Hope to link up with you this weekend.
That sounds great. We'll see you Saturday morning.
You got it. There he is, John Jansen, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Always enjoy when we get to chat with him.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing, but I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered. Here's longtime NFL and NBA announcer Ian Eagle.
Would I find this entertaining if I was sitting on the couch watching the game, or would this be a nuisance? Would this get in the way? Does it enhance the enjoyment for the viewer, or at some point are you becoming an annoyance?
Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.